It's hard to find anyone locally who isn't skeptical of the changes to the Alaska Class Ferry project, and a wrap-up of some of the news from the weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Residents and community leaders from around Southeast commented last week to the Joint House Transportation Committee about the change of course for the Alaska Class Ferry project. And two of the most vocal communities have been those that will be most impacted by the proposed changes, Skagway and Haines. Department of Transportation Commissioner Pat Kemp has decided to scrap plans for a single Alaska-class ferry in favor of two smaller and cheaper shuttle ferries. He told legislators that was the original intent of the project when it first began in 2006, and because of public involvement, it grew to a single, larger ferry that was over budget. But residents and officials of Skagway and Haines find very little they like about the whole idea. Let's start with the public process. Kemp said public input expanded the ferry project in recent years to include too many amenities and balloon over budget. He admittedly took no public input and did not include the Marine Transportation Advisory Board in the decision to scrap those plans in December. Nor did he consult the governor-appointed board when he shuffled leadership staff at his department, although legislators said he was required by state statute to do so. He's come under fire from the public and legislators for circumventing the public process in those decisions. Last week, Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer kept it succinct when he spoke to legislators about that topic.
I must admit, listening to some of the testimony about how we got to the Alaska Class Ferry, I'm not sure where in the process the word public input disappeared. I can't do things that way. I've been mayor here for many, many terms. And if I didn't listen to the public, I wouldn't be mayor for many, many terms.
Another issue is one of the plan itself. Kemp said he can build the two shuttle ferries with the remaining $120 million left in the ferry project budget, even though a single Alaska-class ferry was estimated to exceed that number. That seems suspect to Jan Retmore, the chair of the Skagway Ad Hoc Marine Transportation Committee. She said if something happens in the process or the ferries come in over budget and only one shuttle ferry is built, then the whole idea falls apart. Without crew quarters on the shuttle ferry, the ferry could only operate on a 12-hour schedule, and that's not enough time to make a complete Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and back sailing in one day.
They need both boats, and if they run over budget and they can only build one shuttle, they can't make that plan work, and they don't have any options at that point because they've removed the crew quarters. So this gets into the Coast Guard regulations. If there are no crew quarters, something called the 12-hour rule kicks in, and the boat cannot operate legally beyond Haines, the Haines-Juneau run. So without that second boat, Skagway, there would be no service to Skagway as far as I can see.
Commissioner Kemp said his idea would save time and be more efficient, even though travelers to and from Skagway would have to change boats in Haines. Kemp has said the shuttle ferries will have bow-loading doors, making it faster for vehicles to get off, and for Skagway travelers, onto a second boat. Retmore said Skagway residents aren't keen to the idea of switching ferries in Haines.
Yes, it would be a big change to drive off the boat and then wait in the parking lot and then drive on a different boat. Whether it would take longer or not, I don't know. Sometimes we wait 2 hours in Haines with the big ships. But I don't think it's going to be very popular with folks here.
For Haines officials and residents, one of the biggest concerns of the shuttle plan is seaworthiness of the smaller boats. In her testimony to the Joint Transportation Committee on Thursday, Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott said Commissioner Kemp should end speculation about whether the shuttle ferry design has open car decks or not. She proposed the DOT bring the open deck Latulia up to the Lynn Canal to see how that design would work in local waters.
Test the concept directly. The state owns an open deck vessel, Lilituya, designed by Coastwise Alaska, the group now consulting with DOTPS. She sails between Metlakatla and Ketchikan. Trade her out for the Leconte and sail her in the Lynn Canal this February and March. Not even in the worst weather. See how it works.
Mayor Scott said the wind and waves, especially in the winter, can cause delays with the Leconte already. In early December, there were several days of rough weather that canceled or delayed the Leconte sailing north. And even when it did sail, it wasn't pleasant. Here's how Haines resident Darcy Colbeck described the December 1st ride when the Leconte reportedly ran out of vomit bags.
The spray was icing up on the windows, so you know couldn't see. The people were, there was a hockey team from Juneau going to Whitehorse, so you had like, I don't know, 30 kids and all their parents, plus a regular ferry full of people getting sick, you know, pretty much everywhere. It was, I actually saw people throwing up in the cafeteria and barf bags, and it was a mess. There was a lot of sick people.
Commissioner Kemp also said his plan would require one of the shuttles to home port in Haines. That, he said, would create 15 to 20 new jobs in the community. No one has denied that could be an important boon for the community, but state economist Mally Abramson said it's hard to quantify those jobs just yet without knowing what the trade-offs in the local job market would be. And amid all this is something else of importance for the ferry system. It's the 50th anniversary of the Alaska Marine Highway this year. Celebrations are planned in communities serviced by the ferry, including Haines and Skagway, on May 5th. Retmore said it's going to be an eventful year for the ferry system in 2013 on many levels.
Well, it's really, I think, an embarrassment to the administration that this sort of, they fumbled the bar on public process at this time when we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Marine Highway, and confidence in the Marine Highway has been very high, and now I think this has kind of thrown a bit of a wrench into it, but I think we'll all go forward with our celebrations and make the best of it.
Commissioner Kemp said the preliminary design report would be available in a few weeks. He will be in front of the Joint Transportation Committee again on Tuesday for his confirmation hearing. A power outage in Haines on Saturday evening was caused by an anomaly on the plant generator at the Goat Lake Hydro Power Station. That's according to AP&T Manager of Power Operations, Danny Gaunce. He said an equipment sensor detected the anomaly and it shut the machine down automatically to prevent damage. Gaunce said the company has been unable to recreate the event, but they are monitoring the equipment and have separated Haines from the Goat Lake Hydro system while they make changes to some of the settings. The company switches to diesel power when offline from Goat Lake Hydro. Power was out for less than a half hour late Saturday evening. Gaunt said the outage was not related to the outage last week in Haines when snow plowing equipment broke a utility pole on Deschutes Drive. And if you were near the Canada border Monday afternoon, the one on the Haines Highway, then you may have felt a small earthquake there. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center said the quake occurred shortly after 2 p.m. and was only 2.08 magnitude, but it was felt near the border station. It measured 4 miles deep and was centered about 16 miles west of Klukwan or 33 miles west-northwest of Haines. Wind chill can freeze skin in a matter of minutes. That's the warning from the National Weather Service, which has included Skagway and Haines in a winter weather advisory for both communities until midnight Monday. Both communities are forecasted for below-zero temperatures and wind chills of about 35 below. According to the National Weather Service, those wind chills can freeze exposed skin in less than 5 minutes. Pets also need to be protected at those wind chill temperatures. It's expected to warm up slightly by Tuesday morning with wind chills of about 20 below. 2 to 4 inches of snow is also expected in Skagway and Haines. Windy conditions will also continue. The Haines Glacier Bear Drama, Debate, and Forensics team competed in Ketchikan recently in its final meeting before February's state championships. 8 Haines students competed against teams from Thunder Mountain, Juneau Douglas, Sitka, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Mount Edgecombe. Students did well in duet acting, reader's theater, expository speaking, pantomime, extemporary speaking, and humorous interpretation. The debate competition was tough, with the Haines team winning about half their matches against the home team. The team's annual dessert auction and performance fundraiser is scheduled for February 6th at 7 p.m. in the Haines High School open area. And finally, in basketball news, the Glacier Bear boys basketball team had a close game against Wrangell on Sunday. The Haines JV team won 40-39 in overtime. Junior Isaac Wing hit a baseline jumper with 4 seconds remaining to give the Glacier Bears the one-point win. The Haines varsity boys trailed 36-30 at the end of the third quarter, but used their full court pressure to tie the score in the fourth. The Wolves, though, held on for a 46-42 win. Junior Justin Swinton led Haines with 18 points. The games were postponed from Friday and Saturday. The games were postponed from Friday and Saturday. The Glacier Bears and Wolves play again Monday night in Haines with a JV game at 5:30 and the varsity at 7. We'll bring you those scores on Tuesday evening. The girls traveled to Wrangell, where the varsity team split the series. On Friday, the Glacier Bears led in the first quarter, tied in the second, led again in the third, and held on for a 36-33 win. Riley Erickson led the team with 10 points, and Celia Bauer had 9. On Saturday, Haines led for the first half, but fell in the third and lost 35-38. Jess Giddings led the Glacier Bears in that game with 9 points, followed by Erickson with 7. The Glacier Bears again meet Wrangell this coming weekend when the boys travel to Wrangell and the girls host the Wolves at home. The Skagway Panthers weekend series against Hoona was postponed. They play again on February 4th and 5th when they host Heidelberg. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.